Unit 3, page 30. Reading. Exercise 4.
Brand names. Okay, so imagine you've thought of a great idea for a product to make and sell. A game, an app, or clothes, for example. You know you can sell millions of them, but first of all, you must give the product a name, a brand name. And that may not be as easy as you think. The brand name is the thing that distinguishes your product from all others, and it's really important that it makes an impact. Businesses spend a lot of time thinking about brand names. When the name has been picked, it's very difficult to change, so companies have to get it right the first time. So how do you choose a name? A brand name ought to be unique, memorable, and easy to understand. It should create some kind of emotional connection with people who buy the product, the target market. Some companies use the family name. When Henry Ford started making cars, he just called the company Ford. But you don't have to use a family name. You can go for an image. Staying with cars, think about the brand name Jaguar. A beautiful but dangerous wild cat. What does that say about the manufacturer's product? Some companies use wordplay. It's a common technique for naming apps, like how WhatsApp got its name from the English expression "what's up." Others like to use foreign words because they sound special or different. For example, in Britain, in Europe, and in the US, there's a chain of sandwich shops with the French name prêt-à-manger, which means ready to eat. And what do you have to be careful about when choosing a name? Well, you shouldn't choose one that might not work in certain countries or cultures. Many years ago, a car company launched a new car that they called Nova. They thought it suggested something nice and new. But in Spanish, it can be read as no va, it doesn't go. Not a good name for a car in Spain, then. These days, the choice of brand name is particularly important if your product is targeted at the teenage market. Teenage consumers are perhaps more concerned with brand names and company logos than any other group. When a brand, especially a clothing brand, becomes popular with teenagers, there's a lot of pressure to wear those clothes and have the name and/or logo visible. A teacher in an American high school said, "I certainly see that kids are obsessed with brand names. They won't buy something that's almost identical and cheaper simply because they feel they must wear something with the right logo. So if you want to get into the teenage market, you have to find a product and a brand name that works with that age group and create some great advertisements too. Companies know that the name isn't everything. The product itself has to be good, of course, but it's an essential part of the package."